Okay, a few thoughts from C2E2 before the show starts. I'll tell you this much, if you're in the Chicago area and you haven't made up your mind yet, I think you want to come. It's going to be a big, big show. And a few interesting things that I've seen walking around the floor as people are setting up, both comicbookresources.com and Newsarama have really big presence just at the very front of the show. Which is kind of interesting for those comic book fans like myself who've been following those sites for a long time. They have really kind of come into a different area of publishing to the extent that they're way more of an official presence than just a website that follows comic book news and reviews. So it's kind of interesting to see that. A few other interesting things. Looks like New York Times has a booth at C2E2, which is really interesting to me, and I think a really good move on their part. I'd like to see more of that. I don't see any of the Chicago papers here, but the fact that the New York Times is here kind of shows me an awful lot. Marvel has a good-sized showing, and I'm sure they're going to be touting their iPad app. They are poised to have a very big weekend. And, of course, this is one of the few large conventions that has stepped up for a webcomics pavilion. All the webcomics are going to be in one area. Webcomics.com is going to be there with myself, Scott Kurtz, Chris Straub. We'll all be exhibiting together. Look for the webcomics.com banner. And also, you're going to have people like Cyanide and Happiness, Topatico's there, and all under the webcomics area. So it's kind of neat, and things are shaping up pretty good. I'm going to grab some breakfast and hopefully check in a little bit later.